For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz, joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, Emily Berglund, a sophomore this year. So far in your sophomore year, how much do you think you've gained confidence coming in from your freshman year?
Definitely a lot. I mean, we had a lot of shoes to fill, and I know I could be one of those players. So just in the off season, making sure to really work on what I needed to and just come out and have a good first game.
Well, your team obviously wanted to win this one, but you guys had to battle some penalties. It was a penalty-filled game. Was it hard to get kind of into a rhythm at that point?
Well, yeah, it was for sure, because all the lines got mixed up, and then you were on power play, then penalty kill, then you'd sneak in a line change. But you just got to work with it, I guess. You can't control it, so.
Walk us through that first Beaver goal. A hard-working goal by you, upper shelf. But what was going through your head?
Well, it was kind of like from power play to normal, so everyone was kind of scrambling, but Hutch had it, and then she passed it back, and I was below the goal line, and then no one was coming after me, so I just decided to skate in front of the net, and it went in.
Okay, so you guys tie it up 1-1. You go into the third, and you're like, okay, things started clicking. You could totally tell that your lines were clicking. For you, you've been playing on that line with Riley Fawcett and Summer Thibodeau, right? All three of you work so well together. It's almost as if you share a brain. But what happened there on that second Beaver goal?
Well, we knew we were getting frustrated because, like, we had chances and it just wouldn't connect, and Riley's playing a new position. So we just, like, kept going after it, working hard, and we knew it was going to come, so just clicked.
Okay, so Riley changes her number from 2 to 6. That threw me off. You change your number from 10 to 9. Okay, I'm guessing you wore the number 9 in high school, right?
Yep, she wore 6 and I wore 9 all high school, so.
And now that those seniors have graduated, you're taking back your number.
We are.
You mentioned those big holes that your team had to fill. I heard Coach's speech before the game. Your team really does have something to prove, I suppose, to the people that don't think this team has what it takes. But you guys have the confidence to know that, right?
Oh, for sure. And just, like, hearing people say that, oh, you lost so much, like, gives us more drive just to know, like, to prove them wrong and show them that we can do it.
All right. You got great play out of Brittany Mowat tonight. She saw a bunch of shots on it. But what's it like having her between the pipes?
Oh, we're just so confident in her. She just is so calm. It almost, like, calms us down. And she's not an up-and-down goalie. She's so consistent, and it just really helps us a lot.
What's it like playing for a team like the Beavers?
We're getting along so well this year, and it's just so much fun. No stress. And we know what we need to work on, and we just, every practice, we just go out and work hard.
You got a lot of freshmen up on the forward lines. Their first game, pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, they were nervous before, but they didn't play like it at all, but we knew they were going to be coming in, and, like, they were super good, and they're a great class, so.
What do you guys need to do to win game 2?
Same things, just try to stay out of the box and just roll the lines, I guess, and they're a hardworking team, so we just got to bring it to them.
Congratulations on your first win of the season. Good luck.
Thank you.